Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of May the 14th, 2022, the 13th of Iyar 5782. This week's message is entitled, You Can Count on It, and I'm reading from Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 and 16. You shall count 7 full weeks from the day after the Sabbath, from the day after you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. You shall count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath. Then you shall present a grain offering of new grain to the Lord. This week's parsha includes the most complete description of the feasts of Israel in the Bible. Shabbat, the weekly Sabbath, Pesach, Passover, Shavuot, Pentecost or weeks, Yom Teruah, the day of blowing of the shofar, which traditionally marks the new year, Yom Kippur, the day of atonement, and Sukkot, booths or tabernacles. Note that biblically speaking, Pesach actually refers only to the first evening, while the 7 days following is the feast of Matzah, unleavened bread. Eventually, the term Pesach came to refer to the week-long feast. Also included is a ritual that starts at Pesach time and continues until Shavuot. There is some controversy over which day this ritual was to begin. The Torah says, on the day after the Sabbath. But the first day of Pesach is to be observed as a Sabbath, whichever day of the week it lands. So it isn't clear whether the ritual was to begin the second day of Pesach, the majority view, or the day after the first weekly Shabbat after the first day of Pesach. Sorry if that's confusing. Regardless, what is clear is that at Pesach time, an offering of the first fruits of the harvest was to be waved before the Lord, and then the people were to start counting days. They were to count 50 days from the waving of the sheaf. The 50th day was the next festival, Shavuot, which is why it's also called Pentecost, derived from the number 50. The Hebrew word for sheaf is Omer. The counting of the 50 days between Pesach and Shavuot is called Sefirat HaOmer, the counting of the Omer. From what's written in Torah, it's difficult to determine whether God intended a literal counting of the days, but that is the custom. Each day, a blessing is recited, and the day is counted. That the days are counted might be behind how the New Covenant book of Acts refers to Shavuot in chapter 2 and verse 1. To denote the arrival of the day, the Greek word symplerao is used, which has the sense of fulfillment or filling up. That is why some older translations read, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, instead of simply writing arrived, as became more common in later translations. All Torah feasts have an element of anticipation, but the counting of the Omer takes it to another level. But there's more than anticipation going on here. There is a unique, purposeful connection between the two feasts of Pesach and Shavuot. You might remember that when God directed Moses to tell Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go, he said that it was so that the people would serve God at Mount Sinai. It was about 50 days between Israel's deliverance from Egypt and the receiving the Torah from God on that very mountain. Pesach commemorates the deliverance, Shavuot the receiving of the Torah. One leads to the other. Neither are standalone events. God rescued the people from slavery in order that they would become a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That's found in Shemot, Exodus chapter 10 and verse 6. While the experience of liberation is something to celebrate, it's essential to remember that it was a liberation unto a mission. The people weren't set free so that they could finally do whatever they wanted. They were set free from serving the oppressive, self-seeking tyrant in order to serve the life-giving, loving Creator. Those who have experienced the greater liberation from bondage to sin and death under the oppressive rule of the evil one also need to remember a similar connection. We too haven't been set free just so that we can do whatever we want. As we read in the New Covenant writings, like ancient Israel, all followers of Israel's Messiah have been called to, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Sometimes we can feel as if our lives are without purpose or direction. This can be the case even for those who've experienced the liberating power of God through the Messiah. Let's remember, however, that becoming God's children through faith in Yeshua is only the beginning. How our purpose is to be lived out may not always be clear, but God's got a plan for us. You can count on it. Torah Bytes is located on the web at www.torahbytes.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbytes.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bytes. Lehitraot.